Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Where you can put your...
I hit one over the weekend.
Did you? Would you? Two-person or three-person?
I had a four-way. And I will mark that.
Yep. Good for you, Jack.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I was talking to Scott Satterfield, too. When you get to the ball at midfield, and it's fourth and one, and we had this situation, punt the ball.
And James Strebel.
They took our soul from us yesterday.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Stoops' contract.
It's a joke. It's an absolute joke.
It's a great story.
It's stupid. It's stupid. Like you said, is it $9 million to lose to Vanderbilt in South Carolina? Is it going to magically make him the best recruiter in the country in the SEC? Is that $9 million to magically inject them with all this recruiting? I mean, he can't run NIL. He can't beat Vanderbilt. He can't beat South Carolina. He might get beat by that bum-ass Scott Satterfield on Saturday, but let's give him $9 million.
All right, so we're on the air. It's a Tuesday. Jack, what do we lead with today? We have Louisville on right now. Me and Jack are betting under.
Yep.
Jack unbuckled earlier today. We'll dive into that. I don't even know the Louisville score. What is it? Louisville trails at Texas.
It's in a
Tech.
Commercial break. I think it's 16 to 11.
But they played hard, Jack.
Yeah, for 25 minutes.
They're playing with all of their might. Yes, it's 15 to 9. With 9:51 to go, you can hear that game, of course, over on 93.9 The Ville, and we'll keep you here for the next 3 hours on ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com. It's The Take. I'm Andy Sweeney, James Strebel. Jack, this is his final day before he gets like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So
I miss those days.
Oh, man, don't we all? Yep. Big boy, yes, don't we all? Big boy's going to be feeling good about that. France leads 2-1 in the World Cup. How about that? We have Jack Grossman.
Hello,
back at
ladies.
The Liquor Bar in the studios. Jackie boy, it's been, you know, an hour since I've seen you. How are you? Everything okay?
There's World Cup going on? I didn't know.
Quit being arrogant. Pop on the World Cup, Jack.
No.
Yeah, it's gambling purposes.
That's why it should be over the summer where it belongs.
Well, it should.
Not up against basketball and NFL.
It's hotter than hell
NBA.
There, Jack.
Then don't play it in Qatar.
Well, that's the whole point.
I'm not gonna watch it when it's in the middle of basketball and football season. I
got paid a bunch of money. Well, get out of here. You don't understand the art of bribery. How about that? You don't understand
I'll put it this way. If I got bribed to watch it, I'd watch it.
Strebel liked it yesterday. He won't admit it. Ugly. I'm James Strebel.
I think he liked it because the U.S. Drew, and he got to see everyone get mad about it.
He can drape himself in the flag. Okay, so Louisville's on. I mean, there are nuggets that apply to today that we can get to. I never know today, like, exactly how many Louisville fans are dialing in while the game's going on. Obviously, Kentucky stuff out there. Mark Stoops whining about NIL. What's new there? Whining about what else? A transfer portal, even though we got a star quarterback, of course, from the transfer portal. And so we can dive into all of that. Governor's Cup coming up on Saturday. Several things. I mean, just for me, Jack, before we dive into the Governor's Cup, Louisville trails right now – 7:50 to go. They're down five. So Louisville's playing again. I want to say fine in this game. They're in the game. They've been down. They could have gave up. They didn't in everything else. I'm trying to get the exact, box score as we go here. Because that's what I need more than anything. Here
the old
it is.
Stat full broadcast? Box score.
I need the old stat broadcast here. Because... I mean, there's just a couple things for me. And Louisville probably will not win this Texas Tech game and will just move on. And right now, they better hope they get to 45 points. In fact, they can stop there because Jack and I have unders. But while watching
what's the number you got it at?
Was it 56 and a half?
I got it at 58 and a half.
Maybe that came down to 50. Well, yeah, it's been bet, Jack.
That's true.
Yeah, you bet it earlier than I did. I was in the fiefdom, Jack, this morning.
Well,
we were talking
so
about
I
it all
day.
I couldn't bet it.
I'm not calling a bet in.
Not
only did I bet that
$20 bet,
I parlayed it with Auburn money line against Bradley so I could get a little bit better value on it.
Jason Ants wants if we're going to get the Perrin Messi Diener sound. We can do that today. I got no problem with doing that today. Just quickly about U of L. I think for me, like, I'm fine. There's so many people that are like, we got to give it time. He's building a team. Fine. I understand that take. I don't agree with parts of that take, but fine. You can live in that world. But last night, I mean, they played hard for 20, 25 minutes. Really? That's what now we're going to do? And Diener Blank talked about it this morning, so I was like, okay, I'm not the only one around here. Like, I'm looking at the Louisville guy saying, really? This is what we're going to do? I mean, Ethan Moore's taking calls. Ethan Moore's taking calls about, I saw this team, they gave effort. I mean, and then they also gave absolutely zero effort. Like, we're going to do that? Like, again, I'm fine with saying, hey, Kenny's got a rebuild in front of him. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be a long, arduous process. He's going to have to do this, this, and that, whether it be with high school kids or in the transfer portal. I'm fine with any of those discussions. I'm fine if you want to praise, criticize, anything else. But I'm not praising that they played hard and knocked down a couple shots, Jack, in the first half. I'm not doing it. It's not a moral victory. It doesn't mean anything. This is a proud basketball program. And the way that proud basketball programs become not proud basketball programs is by that right there. It's the reason Mark Stoops can get paid $9 million. Louisville basketball, they played basketball, actually, for 20 minutes. That's what they did. We have forgot, because of Chris Mack and because of what we have seen in four regular season games and two exhibition games. By the way, Louisville down 20-11 now with about 5 minutes to go. Jack, I know I'm behind you. I'm on a stream. They played competitive basketball for maybe half a game. That's what they did. Nothing more, nothing less. They do not get praised. They got embarrassed in that second half. They got humiliated in that second half. And I'm sorry. There's just not a takeaway that for me, okay, this is me, that is watching them play hard for a couple minutes and saying, now we've turned any sort of corner or anything like that. I can't buy it because it's so sad. I might be wrong with this, but it's so sad that, again, I always take it back to my teams, the New York Giants. Jack, you've been through this with Indiana basketball. Did you get a guy that can play just a little bit and you're like, well, he's not so bad? It's like, yeah, he's not so bad, but remember what you used to have when you actually were good.
Yep.
When you actually were good, you didn't have to rely on this guy to be a wide receiver, this guy to be a power forward that is fine on a bad team. And then talking about being fine on a bad team, And listen, I don't know what to do here, Jack. And I'm looking at a close enough live box score right now. But you have Sidney Curry, 0 points, one rebound, and you have Huntley Hatfield, 2 points, three rebounds. He hit a couple free throws, and this is on the back of a game where Huntley Hatfield played 24 minutes against Arkansas, had 1 point and two rebounds. In that same game, Sidney Curry, okay, Sidney Curry played 18 minutes in that game. He had 3 points and one rebound. Sidney Curry has two rebounds in three halves of basketball in Maui, basically. Unless he gets one here in the final 4 minutes. Again, Louisville scored 11 points in more than 15 minutes. If nothing else, Jack, that I can learn from Kenny Payne this year, I need to know why these guys, it's not that they're not good. It's that, and especially Sidney Curry, he would be unplayable anywhere else. Like, just about anywhere else in the country. He would not be played in getting 18 minutes, 27 minutes, whatever it is. Like, nowhere else in the country. And I know they don't have a lot. And I think Huntley Hatfield, he almost scored. It's like, I thought big man whisper. I just thought all these things, but it's not even that. I'm not even bringing this up to, like, pick on Kenny Payne. But it's like, we know the guards in some of those positions. It's Al Ellis, and then you know a guy like Kamari Lance. It's going to take time. Like, these guys should not be playing. I need to know the truth here on what's going on specifically with the front court. I gotta know, man. I just gotta know. You've had all this practice time. These guys have been healthy. I'm not buying the Sidney Currys out of weight. And if so, why was everyone bragging about all this stuff before the season? I don't know, Jack. I thought that was going to be the identity. Kenny Payne keeps saying, well, it's identity. Jack, you've watched What is their identity? Huntley Hatfield just had the ball taken away from him.
After he shot, put it in alley-oop attempt.
But by a guard.
Yeah.
It's like, I thought the identity, we talk about identity. He's talking about a culture. Well, the culture is that we praise you for playing basketball for a half. The culture is, I don't know what the culture is. It's not guard play. Ugh, let me just talk Governor's Cup. I mean, this team's not worth yelling and screaming about, but it's like, what are we doing here? Is Mbappe going to score? Is that all I say his name? Mbappe?
Mbappe.
Is that how
it's Mbappe.
Is it Mbappe? Is it Mbappe?
Is Mbappe just over for the French?
Strievel's here, by the way.
First thing I heard was that, Jack.
Basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
I was.
Well, you've been silent today. What have you been doing? Busy today?
Busy, yeah, busy.
You working students hard on a Tuesday before Thanksgiving break? Yeah, you're so tough. You're Mark Stoops. That's what you are. No, yeah, you're not. Mark Stoops working the kids tough.
We had a fun day today.
What did you do today?
We did some Thanksgiving activities.
Like
what?
We
had some fun.
What Thanksgiving activity did you do?
No, just don't worry about it. We had a good day
today. Why can't you tell us a Thanksgiving activity?
Because y'all don't need to know what I did today at work. That's why.
Oh, boy. What are the Thanksgiving activities that you did in school, Jack? Because I'm sure Strieble hasn't come up with anything new and fresh, okay?
Yeah.
So I can't remember. We watched a movie or something.
Yeah,
watch a movie.
Yeah, a little movie.
There you go.
It's the day before Thanksgiving.
It should be the movie.
There was like nobody at school today.
You go with Elf?
No, something called Arthur Christmas. It's on Amazon Prime. I don't know what it is. It wasn't very good.
Now, why didn't you just go with the? Why didn't you just go with the staple? Like
I don't know,
like the Tim Allen Santa Claus.
I tried to flip, you know, because I got Christmas week for that. I got the late December before that. But no, there was like nobody there. Like
what do you mean nobody there. Where's everybody?
The flu is like decimated.
Oh, that's
great. It's like decimated our school.
That's great. It's not, now you're going to give it to
is
me.
Is it COVID or the flu?
No, their schools in Jefferson County closed because of the flu. Like, they had to close schools. So, yeah, there's
Louisville football is going to get the flu? Are we doing this
might.
Again?
They might get the flu.
Are we doing this again?
It's running rampant right
Jack
now.
Jack Kentucky's going to get the flu.
Tum-tums.
No, Jack, not Kentucky.
Wow, Weaver's got tum-tum.
No, I hope not.
Oh, boy.
He better not have tum-tum. He's doing senior day.
Jordan Wright's got the tum-tum. Yeah, I don't know where he thinks he's going.
I don't know. Tennessee, I don't know. Not the NFL. I don't think he's going to the NFL.
He's going to the Volunteers?
Maybe another SEC team.
You think he's going to transfer?
He heard that NIL rumor.
Man, I tell you what.
Louisville has 4 made field goals and 8 turnovers.
Me and Jack took the under in this game.
I got it
in 2 different things.
I was listening.
Dez Mbappe, what will he do?
Before you guys came on.
France with a 2-1 lead over Australia.
I was listening to Bobby V and Paul Rogers, of course, before I turned you guys on. And Paul Rogers just sounded disgusted.
Well, he's in Maui for free.
I came back to that. I was like, you know what?
He's in Maui for free.
But like, he was like, I'm in Maui right now, and this is what I have to do. I could be body surfing.
He's there for a couple hours.
I could be body surfing. I could be wakeboarding. I could be swimming with a turtle. And instead, I got to watch Braden Huntley Hatfield throw the ball into the baseline. That's what I did. Watch Kenny Payne look mad. And Texas Tech also missed shots. So he didn't sound very happy on the call. Just an observation. I think he'll be okay. No, I think he'll be fine.
No, he'll be fine. No offense. I don't feel bad for Paul Rogers.
I didn't say I feel bad for him.
He's in Maui.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting next to old flu lips over there.
No, I think we're safe from the – Kellen had it 2 weeks ago, and no one else in the house got it, so I think we're okay.
There you go.
Yeah, I think we're safe.
Anyway, 4-3-7-9-6-80. I don't know how to cover this team. I'm just I hate just picking on those two guys, but it's like yo, man.
Well, they were supposed to be the guys.
I just got to know from Kenny Payne what's going on there, man.
I don't think Kenny Payne knows.
I got to know. Who's down? Is that Mbappe?
Oh, not Mbappe.
Oh, no.
There's a yellow card. A yellow card.
He's yellow.
There's a yellow card out there.
Why did I got a card out there?
Throw a flag
like a real man.
Like a ref.
Have a fat man like Andy Reid reach into his drawers and pull out a handkerchief and throw it on the field.
The red hanky.
Like men do it.
That's right. None of this card stuff. Get out of here with this poker. This Uno.
Save that for the mixtape. Poker. Oh, man.
I like to play some poker. It's been a while. I haven't played poker in a long time.
Yeah, well, you're going to go hang out with a bunch of dudes and I mean, Cerebral, people don't play for $5. Like, you're going to have to put up $50, $100.
No, you're playing with my friends.
No. Who plays for that small amount of money?
It's groups of friends. You know,
no, they don't.
A little small buy-in.
No.
It had to be a big buy-in.
What's the highest buy-in you would do? I got you
like
at $20.
$20. Yeah, you got it. Yeah,
so you
like
wouldn't 20, do $25.
Maybe 25.
Maybe
25. You told me a little 25, but other than that, yeah, I'm not going big buy-in.
Jack put $20 on Louisville under. And right now, Louisville's 13 points with 90
seconds
left.
It's a smart bet by Jack. It's a very looks like Mitch yesterday. Mitch unbuckled.
Yes, he did.
He did the unbuckle, and even you texted him, was like, you're sweating, Mitch. At halftime, he's like, nah. And then he was right.
And then he was good to
then
go.
He was good to go.
He made it through.
He knew it was going to happen.
He knew what was going on. You better believe he was. Yeah, you better believe he was. So I don't know. Louisville basketball, we'll see. In fact, we won't see.
No, it won't. It is what it is. It's you know.
I did love today. Nicky DeBoot tried to roll in, and God bless him because he's been with Maben and Rummage. So the love affair for JJ Trainor is through the roof.
Oh yeah,
he tried to Jack. I don't know if you heard this, but he tried to do this thing. He's like, "What about Jay?" He's talking to Mark Lieberman. He goes, "What about JJ Trainor?"
What about it?
Is he a guy that deserves to get more minutes? And Lieberman's like, "No."
He said no.
Yeah, he goes, no.
Yes, Mark.
He goes, nah, I don't see that. He goes,
oh,
you know.
Oh, my God.
He goes, got to watch out, you know, giving guys you get less minutes, you know, more, whatever.
I love you.
And I was like, Nick has just been so used to that being
the conversation.
The conversation that he doesn't know another way.
And that's the magic fix.
Yeah.
Like J.J. Trainor wore more. Oh. It's not 29-13. It's 29-28 because J.J. Trainor's balling out. So he's probably stunned. And Florida
he was Lieber, stunned. He was Lieber, like,
Lieberman's like, no.
Lieberman goes, huh?
What do you mean,
sorry,
no?
Boot.
Sorry, Boot.
Poor Kamari Lands. You're going to see it in a sec.
Oh no, he had a good game yesterday.
I know, but
he played well.
Yeah, we're watching. Oh, he fell down going to the basket.
Oh my God. Oh.
It's like, what can you say?
There's nothing. They're so bad.
Tomorrowland just fell down. It's probably the damn court. They're in Maui in a high school court.
They don't get that benefit.
And he's wearing
down
Adidas.
Anymore.
He's wearing
he's
Adidas,
wearing
Jack.
Adidas. That's what it is. Yeah. It's Adidas
shoes. I mean, it is.
They're not playing in a hockey arena, so it can't be that slick.
Oh, it's humid, though. They're in Maui.
It's humid. It's not that humid in Maui. At least it wasn't when I was there.
Thank you, Weinberg.
The humidity
he went 20 years ago, Jack,
yeah,
and now
it wasn't humid.
Nobody knows more about my he said that yesterday when we drove by that where they play basketball, we scoffed at it.
I just said it was small.
We spit on it.
Yeah. I was like,
I mean,
I was excited.
We've seen it on TV
like,
for three decades. Did you think it was big?
No, I saw it in person. I was excited. I was like, oh, cool. It's like, that's where the Maui Invitational's played. I pointed out my wife, and she's like, oh. And then we just moved on. But I was excited about it. Saw where Charles Lindbergh was buried. He is buried next to a horse and a chimpanzee, his pet chimpanzee.
Let's go to break, Jack. 437.
I was debating triggering just hitting the button to go to break when he said that. I was like, what are we going to do?
let's do this. Governor's Cup talk next, because reality is, if Scott Satterfield beats Mark Stoops, oh, what that means. And the reality is that if Scott Satterfield loses this game, it's just going to be – you guys already know what it's going to be, in Louisville trails by 20 at halftime. 437-9680. DeCourcy at 5 o'clock. More of the take here on this Tuesday.
Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Who is he on with there?
Your boy, Sweezy.
Was that Sweezy?
Yeah. Sweezy just puts a quarter in the Streeble machine and he just goes, man. He just winds up his boy Big Rig, as Sweezy likes to call James.
I'll tell you what, he is wired. I don't know what he's on, but he is wired.
And James Streeble.
You all pee down your leg against Southern. Duke's going to run you all by 100 points. Kentucky's going to run you by 75 points.
I would That's settle big. Down
no,
over
I,
there.
I will not. I will not. Kentucky's guards are far superior. They don't have one player, Andy, the caliber of Oscar Tshiebwe in the post. Not one.
You're foaming at the mouth right now.
Don't even want to play basketball. He doesn't even want to play. Why didn't you play? Like, well, I wasn't bringing it at practice. Bro, you've been there 5 years.
How do they bench Malik?
Because they're incompetent.
That made me sad.
They're incompetent.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Thanks for all you've shown us. This is how we feel. Come sit next to me, pour yourself some tea.
All right, so it's a Tuesday, hanging out with you, Liquor Barn Studios, 437-9680. Little UPS Jobs text line. Reminder, if you want to catch U of L and Texas Tech, I think Louisville's down by 20 at halftime. That's over right now on 93.9. The Scott Satterfield Show will be tonight as well. Jack, you doing college basketball tonight, too? There you go.
Basketball tonight, 6-7. Oh, it's loaded.
It's going to be an hour full of IU.
Little
call.
Loaded.
No, it won't.
No. He'll be talking other things.
Oh.
You don't worry about that. You don't worry about what Jack wants to talk about.
Virginia and Illinois.
Oh, and a glorious goal. Mbappe, there we go. I told you, Wentz. There's another winner. The only bet I've lost in the World Cup is Jason Entz's. Another one. Mbappe, what a moment. A magician, a savior.
He got all the other ones right. Just
you like
he
that
you
one?
When he got
you
wrong.
Like that one? There you go, Ants.
Look at all those French flags flying.
Oh, gotta watch out how you say that.
Ooh,
wow, why
know.
Did you? Why did you go down that road?
French flag.
All right, let's flying. Not do it again.
It's, they're all over the place. They're waving. That's
you
better.
Say,
it's,
they're
it's
waving.
A better. It's a better word. Waving.
Texas says it amazes me how little the bigs want to rebound. This is horrible basketball.
You're just now figuring that out.
Texas says, Andy, maybe Kenny Payne viewed the Maui trip like Cal did the Bahamas. It's a team-building exercise.
I don't know.
Well, apparently, they didn't team-build in the Bahamas.
They didn't learn offense.
No one knows the plays.
Yeah, no one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they have no
the
idea what they're doing.
Yeah, no.
Mbappe, the header from God.
Look at that.
What
Whoa!
A magician.
What a moment. How about that?
How about that, Jack?
A little World Cup, baby.
Texas says, who will have a better rebuild, KP with the Cards or Tom Crean with IU? Ugh. I mean, no,
what?
I mean, it's
Tom Crean.
Tom Crean.
Yeah, absolutely.
The answer there is Tom Crean.
He at least went to a Sweet 16 a couple times.
Texas says, Bullitt County canceled school today because of the flu.
Yeah, it's rough out there right now, man. It's nasty.
No, I'm not making the you know, there's a joke out there, Bullitt County and the flu. They know it's the flu. It's not COVID. COVID in Bullitt County. It's a
exactly.
Bullitt County joke.
It's a Bullitt County joke.
I got that from Rummage.
Rummage.
Yeah,
yeah. Not rum.
Rum
did text me the other – oh, it was during the – he's listening to the Kentucky postgame show. And so Ince was saying that Lance Ware and I forgot who else should go and be on Louisville's team. And Rum texted me back and said, we'll take him. Like,
yeah.
He's like, give me Lance Ware. He's like, please, I'll take Lance Ware over Sidney Curry. who would you take? You got Ware or Curry?
I mean, I'd take Lance Ware.
I would, too.
I would take Lance Ware.
Yeah, he at least can hit an alley-oop.
Curry and Holly Hatfield, man, it's so bad. Like, that's so disappointing.
The Barnes is just like, oh, well, I'm trying to tell you, KP.
So disappointing.
You wanted him. You got him.
Texas says, my God, Sweeney, number 22 just fell over his own shoes. Let's move on.
All right.
It just physically, it's like, here's what you need to know.
Okay.
On this Tuesday.
Yes.
And this is going to be the battle cry for today, tomorrow, while you're hanging out with your gramps and paps and grammys and everything else,
yeah.
Okay?
Meemaw.
On the little meemaw on a Thursday,
yeah.
And then Friday, and then Saturday morning where you wake up and it's that day.
Yeah.
Is it Santa's day? Or, Jack, is it a religious thing you do here?
Is it Hanukkah?
Is it Hanukkah?
Yeah.
Where you wake? Is there a gift? Oh, yes. It's the gift of Mark Stoops and Scott Satterfield.
It's a big gift. It's a present. 'Tis the season.
But here's the reality.
What's the reality?
There is a reality. Besides all the other nonsense, the reality is this. That Scott Satterfield cannot lose to Mark Stoops again. He can't do it. He can't do it. Not where the Louisville fan base is and not still how little they believe in him, and you can tell that by the way they talk and by what the tickets they don't buy. Another goal from France.
Holy moly.
An absolute bullet.
Wow.
Mbappe's done it again.
It was him again?
He has sunk Jason Entz's battleship.
He sunk his battleship. That's a good looking dude right there.
Is.
Man, he's got the
Gerard? Oh my
he's got
God.
The gray frosted tips. I've never seen that before.
But of course your wife would not leave you for him
because
she has not built a family with oh yeah, Giroux, that's a big name. Look at that guy.
Yeah, he's a great looking
guy,
man.
He is. He's older too.
Yeah. Is he really?
Oh, women love that.
Is he like late 30s?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Jack,
Silver
we looked Fox. That up. I think it's Claude Giroux.
Claude Giroux.
Jack, is that who it is?
That's a handsome guy.
No
man.
Idea on that
Jack's
one.
Like, I tell you what.
I don't know.
He's like a Northwestern had this player named Claude Giroux in 1968. Me and my dad did a full dive. Claude Giroux is a hockey player.
Oh, okay.
Well, is it Gerard?
Gerard? Is who is that? Gerard?
Oliver, that's it.
Oliver.
What a name.
How old is he?
He was born in 86. He's younger than me.
Oh, he's younger than me, too. Wow.
Yeah.
How about that? But not by much. Not by much. He's only 4 years younger than me. He's 36.
Jack, he's 6'4". He's 36. He's 6'4", 198.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that? Who's doing Vitality now?
Yeah.
How about that? My God.
He'll take Venetti's endorsements. He'll fly right over, move out. I saw Venetti on TV last night.
Doing what?
He was doing some, like, lawn commercial. He's, like, laying on a lawn with some woman.
What does the Vannetti know about mowing a lawn?
I don't know, man. He's laying on a lawn. Like
St. Matthews, they have small yards over there, number one, don't they?
Yeah. He's cradling his chin like
that'd be like Lachlan McClain. Let me tell you about my lawn.
Yeah. He has no lawn. He's got a nice driveway, though.
It's a roundabout.
The roundabout, damn right.
Me and Streeble had to hide our car as we went to Locke's house.
I had to get an Uber.
Yeah, we had to park outside at a Kroger out there, and we had to Uber in.
Yeah.
That's what we used to have to do.
Yeah, and then there was a man met us at the door.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he was like a bellhop.
He's a butler.
He's a butler.
He's
a
butler.
The butler met us at the door. He had a Chardonnay ready for me.
Stillman's parents' house has an elevator.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's badass.
Yeah, I do.
That's
tight.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I rode the elevator.
I had no idea.
I slept in Stillman's sister's room once. How about that?
Did you?
SEC champ.
Did you leave her a note? Sweet dreams.
It's a note. It's just a breakdown of the 2020, 2020 Tennessee Titans.
Yeah. What do you think?
Is a take on Mike Vrabel? Yeah. Anyway, Governor's Cup.
Yes.
Like, we can say whatever we want. Even though there might be a backup quarterback, give me Satterfield on Malik, Jack. We'll play that here in a second. Satterfield can't lose the game. He can't lose the game. Wow. Fans are just going to tee off. He can't lose the game.
It's going to be ugly if he does, yeah.
By the way, I'm getting, yep.
What?
Yep, Ansem's telling people not to bet Mbappe. That's what I thought.
Oh,
yeah, I'm getting
no.
that. I'm getting that confirmed right now.
No wonder he
That's
got
two
real
sources.
Quiet.
Those are two sources.
He got super quiet.
It's verified. Ansem's cut me off anyway. and the other thing is, if Kentucky loses, it's a potential passing of the torch in the rivalry. I really think we could do that because. Mark Stoops, and I want to get into this in 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Mark Stoops is fearful that he's going to lose players.
Oh, 100%.
There's no coach in the country who's more scared than Mark Stoops. He's openly
that.
Talking about it. He is, I mean, come on, he's obviously telling KSR.
Yeah.
Barry and Brown has been a discussion. I mean, they went out and people created Barry and Brown L's down shirts. The guy's never played Louisville.
Yeah.
But how do we get this guy some quick money L's down shirt? That's what Kentucky, I mean, not UK, but Kentucky as a whole, that's what y'all came up with. Hey, give an L's down shirt to Barry and Brown.
Who's not played Louisville
okay,
yet.
Yeah. We got to get my man maybe some fast cash here, Tennessee and others. Roland's putting stuff out there. KSR is putting stuff out there. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, that's where we are. I'm going to get to that at 4
okay.
o'clock, but there is a passing of the torch. There is Kentucky football hitting a rock bottom this year. Not an average year or just kind of a bad year. A rock bottom year and a year that you stunk at home on top of it.
Two losses at home, yeah. Two losses at home. Already.
And you just throw everything in there, and what Satterfield has coming in, Mark Stoops just had this good recruiting class, but he's obviously terrified of it now.
Yeah.
And someone's going to leave because that's just what happens even more now than it did before.
It's college sports.
This game, listen, Kentucky can win the game and still have attrition, but there is something there that Kentucky fans can grab onto. Barry and Brown, if Kentucky were to win, you could foresee him having a big game.
Sure.
He did last
week.
Something like that. And the conversations around here because of this game are really going to change. Kentucky fans, they have been unhappy, but they haven't been. I mean, Strebel, you guys have been pissed off, but I guess. You haven't felt what the Louisville fan has felt.
No, we haven't felt just
And if you lose this game at home, you're going to. By the way, Sidney Curry just got his stuff pitched.
And
get this guy off the floor, Kenny Payne.
Play Roosevelt Wheeler. He at least will
rebound. Here's the thing. What are you doing? What culture is this? The culture is you can stink and it doesn't matter. The culture is you don't hustle. And when you do for 15 minutes, we act like it means something. That's the culture. Well, we're building a culture. Huh?
What? Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
The culture is you can take half the game off and get praised for it. Oh. We could talk Governor's Cup. Yeah. Look at these guys out here. They're going to go up there and lose by 30 in every one of these games.
Yeah.
They have 13 points with 8 minutes with 18 minutes to go.
That's unreal, man. It's bad enough. But seeing this is sad, man. I'm sure Twitter.
People talked up Hersey Miller and Fabio Basile.
He actually got 2 points last night. He actually got in the game and scored, which I was stunned at. But no, you're right. I mean, Mark Stoops, man, I think you're right. Like Scott Satterfield losing the game would be more meaningful and hurtful to him. Because of, you know, just the continued losing, and Louisville fans still aren't bought
in. Louisville fans will be irate in the last 6 weeks, to some, will mean absolutely nothing.
But the cratering of Kentucky losing that game,
it's a story.
Maybe bleeding into next season. That's the thing. With Louisville, like, you could lose this game, they could be as pissed off at Scott Satterfield as they want to be.
But Satterfield's got a couple years here.
Exactly. Right. A couple years. He's probably going to sign an extension. He's got a recruiting class that people are excited about. He has things to look forward to. He's got NIL, has been good to Louisville. You would think that with that NIL, they could pull some nice grad transfers out of the portal, do some things like that with Kentucky. And you know, I know you want to talk about next segment, but Mark Stoops does sound scared.
Oh, he's terrified.
He sounds worried, not about the game per se Saturday, but about the future of Kentucky football and what could be on the line. Because if you're right, if they lose and these fans get toxic, I think things will get toxic if Mark Stoops loses on the back end.
Rummage has tweeted.
What did he say?
Matt Bangs has tweeted.
Oh, we haven't had a good Matt Bangs Louisville tweet in a long time.
Rummage has says, call every recruit and offer them whatever they want.
Kenny Payne don't play that game, Rummage. You know that by now. You got to be a dream chaser. It ain't about the Benjamins. It's about the dreams. It's about reaching for the stars, Andy. It's not about the what you get in your pockets.
Is it about the dreams or the Benjamins?
It's about the dreams. You can't come to Louisville and want money. You got to come to Louisville and be a dream chaser.
Yes, you do.
Yes. What'd Bangs say?
Poor Louisville.
Oh, he doesn't believe that.
It is crazy to see how poorly they play offense.
No, it's not crazy how poorly they play offense, Matt. They have a guard. They have one guard, Matt.
There it
it's
is.
Not,
how about
crazy.
That? A little Bangs.
A little Rummage
on a Tuesday.
Rummage is he's hurting, man. He's hurting. I would be too. Look, I was hurting Sunday. I'm 48 hours removed of ultimate hurt. But it's not this. like this is different. This is way different than what I experienced on Sunday. Way different. At least point like one thing out. Like, oh, that was good. There's nothing to point out here.
Oh,
they got 13
can you?
Points.
What good did you see against Gonzaga? I'd love to know that.
Case Wallace looked pretty good. Sheboy looked pretty good. That's about it.
Oh, well, Sheboy doesn't know the plays. He was the reason
that's
you
such
lost.
BS. It's not true.
That's what Cal said. He's never lied.
No, I don't believe.
He always tells the truth. Always.
He and Mark Stoops
told
a couple whoppers over these last. Couple
all right,
days.
What are the two whoppers? Hang on, Jack. He wanted to talk about this.
No, which is the bigger whopper? Who do you believe more? That Mark Stoops doesn't have his fingerprints on the offense the way he said, or Calipari when he said that Oscar doesn't know the plays. Who do you believe more?
All right, so we need to hear this sound. Do we have the Stoops on the offense? This is from yesterday. This is Mark Stoops. There is not one person that I know in the history of the world, going back to caveman, however we started as a species, whether that was it's something with creation,
Garden
whether that was evolution, whether that was a rib, whether it was an explosion,
or
whatever.
Aliens,
aliens doing something to us, probing something, whatever you believe.
They seeded the planet with life.
No one believes this. Go ahead.
I think that's a big piece of it. Definitely can't go without being talked about. I think you look at Will, it's the healthiest he's been in a while. You know, he felt better. Just the threat and just his comfort level of just getting off schedule. You know what I mean? And buying a little time, scrambling. He scrambled on the 99-yard drive. He pulled it down and just took that lane right away. Maybe he was hesitant before just because he wasn't at 100%. And just making those decisions, you know, is important, and it's a threat to the defense. And that got that drive started. you know, and we go on for 99 yards. But that's a piece of it. You know, in the game we lost, you know, that, you know, the quarterback pulling it down and scrambling for a first down is frustrating. It hurts. You know, you look at Malik, and I don't know if he's going to play or not. Both of their quarterbacks are playing really
Jack,
well.
Is this the right clip?
Malik, you know, always has that threat, and it's not only the design
right,
runs,
you can
but
turn
it's also
it off.
Just
not
getting
it.
Off schedule, left in you know, and creating plays, whether it be in the pass game or in
That's
the run
great.
Game. But they will just having that ability and showing it once or twice definitely helped us.
There you go. Let me guess, you ask Avery for that, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's labeled as Stoop 6, doesn't control play calling.
Yeah, no. Talking about Will Levis running the football. And Malik.
That right there, that's the noise.
Yeah.
That's the noise, Jack. That's exactly what I was thinking. Ugh. But it was just...
Yeah.
But I was doing it inside my head.
Louisville doesn't have a point in 10 minutes of game time.
They have 13 points with 16 minutes to go.
They just keep dribbling off their feet. They did it again! It's like the third time in a row that they've done that. It's like three different. Oh, Kenny Payne looks. He looks despondent.
Oh, Kenny.
He's still coaching them, though.
Oh, Kenny.
Look at those poor Louisville fans.
Kenny. Yeah, they
I'm sorry.
Some of them probably got a good deal to go there, right? Or for free.
Yeah,
I'm hoping they didn't spend $10,000.
It's an expensive trip.
Oh, Huntley Hatfield got dunked on. Oh.
He might not score again. For
Kenny Payne's like, he wants to be a first rounder. Yeah, me too.
Me too.
I want to be 6'5". 205 with washboard abs.
I want to be Mbappe.
Okay, I want to be Mbappe. Sorry, I'm not Oliver Giroud. Okay,
world class, handsome athlete.
So do I. I want to be. Yes, I want to be playing Joel Embiid too.
He's going again.
Oh my God, Jack!
It can't get worse,
Jack,
man.
They're gonna lose by 50 to a team that has. I mean. By the way, Jack, you didn't tell me that Texas Tech has two guards that are both lefties who both shoot exactly the same. They both shoot exactly the same. They're lefties, and they're slow lefties.
Yep.
And I'm like, wait a minute, they're the same guy.
Texas Tech is on a 24-0 run.
My jeez.
Over the course of 10.5 minutes of game time.
I don't know what to say.
I don't either, man. I
don't know what to
y'all
say.
Y'all going to be Florida A&M, and that's probably
Are
it.
They?
Listen, I'm not willing to say they're going
to
be Florida A&M.
I'm not willing
A&M.
To say that right now.
I'm not willing to say any of that.
Surely they could beat them.
No one wants to hear you with the Florida A&M thing, too. Well, do they even play Florida A&M?
They do, yes.
Okay,
they
can
do.
I need
December.
To get, okay, in December. Okay.
Yeah, they play them in December.
Because everyone keeps going to that one. You know who they have next, right? Maryland.
Maryland's undefeated. They're like the surprise team of the NCAA.
Yeah, and they beat Miami. They blew out Miami.
Yes, Miami with Nigel Pack and all the NIL. Yes. Good Lord.
Yeah, the reason Florida A&M is the one is because it's December 17th. And because after this, they'll lose to either Cincinnati or Ohio State tomorrow. Then they'll lose to Maryland. Then they'll lose to Miami.
To Miami.
Florida State's 0-4, but it's on the road. So do we think they're going
to
win a true road
Florida
game?
State. No.
Yeah,
Florida
I agree.
State.
Well, Florida State's looking at them the same way. They're like, well, there's one.
We're
get Louisville at home.
And then after that, they play Western Kentucky at home. Do we really think they beat Western?
Well,
exactly.
Dante Allen's
going to have...
Dante Allen and Christian Lander.
Do you know what?
Christian Lander, how's he doing there?
No
That's
idea.
That's a question that I don't care about.
Exactly.
You know what? I feel bad even asking that.
But then after that, Florida A&M, who's 360th out of 363 teams in KenPom.
Yeah, that's the
That's
game.
The one. That's the one they need to win.
When Andy pulled up the Louisville basketball homepage on ESPN, it was just a picture of DJ Wagner on the front of it.
Of course it was. Christian Lander's averaging
actually?
6
yes,
points a game.
It was. I'm not making that up.
6 points a game, Jack. He
play. Hey.
He's looking. He's playing. He plays about 15 minutes.
But is
a
he
game
better than
so.
Hersey Miller?
Yes, he is better than Hersey Miller.
Yeah,
I would say yes, Jack. He's better than Hersey
Listen,
Miller.
Listen, Hersey Miller's around because of Master P.
Yeah,
that's
damn
where.
Right.
That's where we're at.
Make him say, "Oh."
That's where we're at.
Hell yeah!
Has Jack Harlow been around the team lately?
Yeah, where's he?
Where's Jack Harlow?
Why is he
been
not
lately?
In Maui? I thought he was a super fan.
I thought he was a big fan. I figured he'd be out there leading the charge.
I mean, he's a superstar. You know, he go to Hawaii for a week. I mean, who can't go to Hawaii for a week? You got all that money. You got all that clout. You can go to Hawaii and cheer on your cars. All of a sudden, he's nowhere to be found in Louisville land. Oh, he must be doing a photo shoot with GQ, Andy. You know, he's so busy with GQ and with the
GQ awards. GQ Britain. Like, since when does people are like, he won GQ Great Britain? I'm like, since when do we care about that?
Yeah.
Since when do I give a rat's you know what about GQ Great Britain?
And why does GQ Great Britain care about Jack Harlow?
Pick someone over there.
They got princes over there. Pick a prince.
Get a prince.
Yeah, get the king. Get King Charles. Somebody. Jeez Louise.
Texas says, why the hell is Kenny Payne calling timeouts? Wave the white flag. Get it over with, man.
Kenny Payne won those games.
Drop a play for Fabio Basile.
Texas says at least Jerry Eves is happy.
is Jerry in Maui? I hope he is. Jerry's got to be in Maui. No, he's not. He's doing his thing. I'm sure he's doing his radio show.
Texas says, Andy, you're burying the lead. It's not that Louisville's down by 20 at half. It's that they've only managed 13 points in the first half. Yeah, I mean, listen, I can say anything, and I'm right and I'm wrong because there are so many things to say. They just turned it over again.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It was LSU.
They haven't scored in 10 and a half minutes. How does that happen?
Not even a free throw, man.
They can't even get shots off. They've taken 3 shots in the second half. They have 3 shots and 6 turnovers since halftime.
Oh my gosh.
They have 14 turnovers and 4 main field goals. They have 10 more turnovers than field goals, man.
Jack, tweet these out. Tweet these out. They tag us. We're talking about this on the show. Tweet it out.
Yeah.
Oh. Texter says rum ham.
Rum ham. I like a little rum ham. Little Thanksgiving rum ham. Steve Rummage, rum ham.
Texas says a good year, and it's passed the torch to U of L. Put the crack pipe down, Sweeney.
put it down.
Like, Kentucky, you're not good, right? Like, you know that.
In football?
Like, you guys understand what I'm talking about. You're not good, right?
I'm worried.
Your coach is terrified. Like, you know you're not good this year. You know everyone thinks you stink. Yeah. Everyone's looking at you like same old Kentucky, and next year when they rate you, perhaps when they pick you maybe last in the East, like you know that's going to happen, right?
No, they're not
going to
pick them last in the East. They won't pick them last in the East.
Okay, or second to last.
No, they'll pick them like third or fourth.
No, the days of you being fourth are over.
No, you're the one that always talks about the Stoops cachet and how
not anymore.
Like it doesn't matter. No, we had this discussion last week, and you said he still has it.
I'm telling you right now, he lost it. The $9 million is the $9 million made. It was nice and cute. Someone tweeted in to Louie today about Joker Phillips.
Yeah,
and it was like if you get rid of Stoops, you go back to Joker. The point is $3 million. When you were offering $2-3 million for a head coach,
sure,
that's what you were going to get: an up and comer, someone who had been a head coach,
right.
A coordinator, a Neil Brown, a whatever. But now that you're paying $9 million, now things have changed.
I hope you're right.
Now you wouldn't go get a Joker Phillips because you would never pay Joker Phillips $9 million.
No, I agree.
You would pay
with that.
$9 million to a badass football coach.
But what I'm saying is that the national perception of Stoops won't change.
I think it'll change now that he's making $9 million.
I think it'll change
now
next
It's not little old Stoops anymore. Now it's big bad Stoops.
No.
Paid like Nick Saban Mark Stoops. Now it becomes a punchline.
It does around here, but I don't think it will nationally. Not in the offseason. Maybe in the season, during the season next year,
why should you be picked in front of Vanderbilt?
Just because
Vanderbilt's got a better recruiting class coming in than you, and they just beat you.
I understand all that, but they won't pick Vanderbilt. You really think that Kentucky's going to be last in the East? I mean, seriously, like all BS aside,
do
you really think they'll pick Kentucky last in the East?
I think they could be. I think they could be second to last in the East. Yes, I think they could. I think they could be in front of Missouri. And again, we don't know the rosters because guys
they'll be in front of Vanderbilt. They'll probably be in front of South Carolina.
They will not be in front of South Carolina.
I disagree. I think they will be.
Well, we'll have to remember this argument
in
8 months, 9 months, whenever we get that.
But no, he's looked at as as a good football coach. Do I agree with that? At times, yes. At times, no, I don't. I haven't agreed with it here recently because of these losses.
I just think the data changed a little bit.
No, I agree the data, but that will happen during the season next season. It won't happen in the offseason. The offseason, they'll say, oh, yeah, Stoops will figure it out, da-da-da-da, this, that, and the other. But if they fall flat on their face during the season next season, then the data changes, then they become critical of Stoops. Because he can use the excuse of Will Levis was hurt. He can use the excuse of the offensive line was young. He has excuses in his back pocket that he can sell to Kirk Herbstreit and a lot of these other guys. They'll be like, oh, yeah, I understand. You know, Will Levis has banged the ball season. I get it. And then he can use Scangarello as a scapegoat, too. Well, I mean, it just didn't work out. I didn't have a guy in here that ran the offense well. I'll get a new guy. There are things that Stoops can use at his disposal. They'll still
the offense. The coordinator's true. You're right about that.
And I think the Will Levis stuff is true, too. I mean, how many times have we complained about the toughness stuff they harp on with Will Levis all the time? And people think that Kentucky's lost because Will Levis is hurt. I guarantee that.
Texas says Texas Tech has more steals than Louisville has points.
I think Big Goon just blocked him off the backboard.
Texas says, I'm not kidding. Jack's indignation is actually helping me pull through this crappy show.
There you go, Jack. Number 12 for Texas Tech looks like he should play for Matt Painter.
Texas says, Eve said when Louisville gets back from Maui, he's going to have a talk with Kenny Payne. Well,
I mean,
I'm just reading that. I have no idea if that's true.
I hope
if it is, I want to broadcast that live. I think we get exclusive rights, ESPN Louisville. For being the official corporate partner, I think that should be on 93.9.
It should be.
Like, if Eves and KP have a conversation, I need that to be on 93.9. We will skip any other programming to put that on. Jack can anchor it. It will be a fun time.
Who's the moderator?
Absolutely. Also, Hersey Miller just airballed a three.
We saw it. Yeah. Oh, my. Jack, I mean, he airballed it so bad.
Oh, my God.
That the three Texas Tech players were confused by it.
They were surprised that
they were surprised
that the ball just dropped.
4 o'clock hours coming
scored.
Up. There you go.
Progress.
Yay.
At least they're trying hard.
And it was Seth Curry too.
Well, that'll be his last points for a month.
Yeah.
We'll see you next month, Sid.
Yeah. Good
Big
job.
Sid. Enjoy the NIL, Big Sid.